Welcome back to our pregame show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beaver women's hockey team, Jim Scanlon. And coach, we have waited 284 days for this season to start. How frustrating, how hard was it to be patient through all of this?
You know, Kelly, that's I was thinking about that this morning. It's been over 9 months. You know, our last game was March 1st, and here we are December 10th playing. So, you know what, it's more of a, right now, it's just a more a feeling of gratitude. Again, just because of everything that's going on, what's going on across the country, not just in athletics, but, you know, just what people are going through, and you know, to be able to play a game like this, it's a gift, and we just are extremely grateful to have this opportunity.
Your team has prepared for this for months. Obviously, the off season they weren't able to do their typical routines of going to a gym, maybe going to a facility where they could use ice. How did you keep them focused on getting a workout in during the off season?
You know, I got to give them credit. They were really, really inventive. Right off the bat, the team kind of put themselves into, I think it was five groups, of five players, maybe six in one group. And they would just regularly contact each other, whether it was FaceTime or Zoom. And they just would share different ideas of what they were doing for workouts. And a lot of them were pretty, like I said, really ingenious. A lot of the players, their parents, their dads helped them make weights. Some had some really good stuff to utilize, and obviously Dallas. He provided everything they could do without going to a gym, and they took it upon themselves, and I think they did a really good job because they came back. They were in really good shape when we finally got to test. There were some pretty impressive scores.
Well, typically, you get seven freshmen that come in. It's brand new for them. This season's pretty much been brand new for everyone because this is not a typical year. How has everybody adapted, and including the freshmen?
Yeah, really, really a unique situation, Kelly. And again, credit the senior class. I think they've been tremendous in just in terms of being leaders and keeping the group connected. It's been every team, obviously, it's different, but we've had our share of stops and starts a couple different times where the entire group had to be in quarantine. And, it's tough, because you're going and all of a sudden you're shut down. And then the second time was tough because we were supposed to play but they've been great. Obviously there was the group that could skate. So I think there were six or seven that were able to come out on the ice, and so it was fun seeing them on a daily basis, because you had that connection. But then we would do things as a team, and I give Amateras a tremendous amount of credit. She lined up some different Zoom opportunities with some of our alumni, and just had the whole team get together. It was, not necessarily hockey related, but they were together, and they were able to connect and share and things like that. So. And once we got back on last Saturday, it was just the excitement was, you could just feel it, and even for being away from the ice and not being together for that long, we were pretty sharp. Now, are we going to be perfect tonight? No way. But again, we're just going to come out, work hard, and just again, to have the opportunity to play an opponent's going to be really exciting.
Well, St. Cloud State's already got four games under their belts this year, which isn't many, but it's still more than what your team has.
Yep.
How scout them? What do we expect to see out of the Huskies?
Yeah, the big thing is it's four games of film they've gotten to break down and utilize to teach with. So, their European line is very, very good. Obviously, the young lady was the rookie of the year last year.
Himlarova,
just a very, very talented player, and they have her with Kluge and Newland, and that's just they're just a really dangerous line. You have to know when they're on the ice. They picked up a transfer from Ohio State on the blue line, number seven, Scribner, I believe that's her name.
Yep.
Very, very nice player. She was an outstanding high school player I believe she played at Eastview, I'm sorry, and she looked good just on film. And I think she stepped in and is playing some major minutes for him in a lot of different roles. And obviously, Paluzny and goal, we've seen throughout her career, she can be really, really good. And she has seen a lot of rubber in her career. So a veteran tested. So you know, she's certainly going to be able to handle any, you know, whatever you throw at her. So, but they're just going to be. I think they're a better team than they were last year, Kelly. They've improved. They got some nice. This Gentry was a U.S. national team player, a big, strong forward. So, again, we're you know, they're a team that's played four times and had that have had the opportunity to break down film and to go over things, but. You know, again, for us, it's all about us, and just you know, we're just going to come out, try to out, you know, work hard and compete and win battles. And if we can do that, that's gonna help us out.
What do you think is your team's one strength coming into this game tonight?
Well, I think just the excitement, you know, the enthusiasm, the just the fact this is our first time out. I think you're going to see a team that's going to come out extremely excited and fired up and ready to go. Now, you know, obviously the conditioning, the game conditioning isn't going to be there. You know, how long can we sustain that? I think it's going to be important that everybody plays. We're going to need to get everybody in the game to contribute. So, but you know, we're a team that can get up and down the ice, Kelly. So if we're on our toes and we're moving the puck, I think we can be a pretty exciting team to watch.
As a coach, is this probably the most excited you've been for any game besides playoffs?
You know what? It's just so doggone weird. I was telling Cindy. I said it's different. You kind of forget the whole game day routine, and you just kind of have to think about, well, now what do I do? And you know, it's just been so long. But you know, now that we're here, now that they're going through their pregame warmups, and just again, you can just sense the excitement and the energy that they all have. So it's pretty hard not to feel the same way. It's very contagious.
Well, you weren't the only one who couldn't remember game day routines. I know I forgot something. I hope I didn't, though. Coach, good luck, and let's keep our fingers crossed the season continues.
Oh, absolutely, Kelly. Great to hear your voice again, and have a good game.
You too. Thanks, Coach. Jim Scanlon, the head coach of the BSU Beavers, joining us here in our pregame show. We come back, we'll visit with Tina Campa of the Beavers. That's next right here on the Beaver Radio Network.